woman now.
Why didn't you tell me, Mama?
And God made Eve from the rib of Adam. And Eve was weak and loosed the raven on the world. And the raven was called sin. Said, the raven
Why
was called sin.
Why didn't you tell
sin.
Me, Mama?
Said,
no.
The raven was called sin.
Oh, woman, and the raven was called sin. Mama, I was so scared. I thought I was dying. And the girls, they all laughed at me and threw things at me.
And Eve was weak. Said,
no, Mama.
Eve was weak.
No.
Eve was weak.
No.
Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Say it.
Eve was weak. Eve was weak.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. That's a clip from the 1976 Brian De Palma-directed horror movie Carrie, starring Sissy Spacek as a young, abused, and timid 17-year-old girl who discovers she has telekinesis and gets pushed to the limit on prom night by a humiliating prank. Well, now there's a musical version of Carrie. Yes, a musical version that's been adapted for the stage right here in Pittsburgh by Bricolage Theater's Midnight Radio. The show is called Scary, and it's running through November 8th. I'm joined now by talented producer, director, writer, and actor Tammy Dixon, who adapted the show for the stage. Tammy, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having us on.
Yes, good to see you again. And also with us is the star of the show, the man playing Carrie, Connor McCandless.
Thanks for having me.
How are you, Connor?
I'm doing well. Yeah, spoiler alert, I'm a guy.
Interesting casting decision. We'll get to that. Carrie really is the quintessential teen horror movie, isn't it, Tammy?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's such an incredible movie and story. I mean, the book for me, I love the book. Stephen King's book is amazing. And it you know, we've talked about it a lot, and when we were talking about adapting it, it's a parmage, we're calling it, part parody, part homage to this genre, horror, and the idea of being bullied so severely and pushed to the edge that you just snap. And, of course, that Carrie has supernatural telekinetic powers, so just be grateful that we don't possess those powers.
And why turn it into a musical?
It's perfect for a musical. It's incredibly dramatic. I mean, horror is pushed to the edge. It's turned up a notch. And when you parody anything, you turn it up even further. And so it's ripe for song at any moment. I mean, we just heard that clip, Eve was weak. Say it. Eve was weak. Eve was weak, Mama. That sounds like the beginning of a song. And actually, in our version, it is a song called Eve Was Weak.
And you turned this into a musical. So did you, like, there's like a whole libretto and a script and all of that?
There's a book, there's lyrics. This is actually not the only musical of Scary. In fact, there is a famous Broadway musical of Carrie, and it goes down in legend as the worst musical that was ever made. It ran for, like, I don't know, 7 minutes on Broadway or something, no time at all. Destroyed the career of actresses. It's legendary. There's books written about it.
But it's enjoying a little longer run here on Liberty Avenue.
Yes, this is a different
Broadway
version. This is a like I said, we turn the heat up on it, and we poke fun at it.
Right.
In our version.
Explain the setting and the basis for this.
Well, Midnight Radio is a live radio show, live in quotes. You can't see my air quotes, but
right,
we do it in the fashion of a 1940s radio studio in the Mercury Theater, Orson mm-hmm. Welles. If you come to the theater, we give you a visual element. The stage is set up like a prom. We have silver stars everywhere and blue curtains and a disco ball. But what you will see are actors who are, we call them vocal acrobats. They play up to 10 characters a piece, and you will see them not only playing all these characters but performing the Foley sound effects live in front of you.
Which is always fun.
Yes, it's so much fun. So really we're asking, we're breaking that fourth wall, and we're asking our audience to participate in another way, that they provide the visual element for themselves. And you can come to the theater and you can close your eyes and you can have an experience as if you were sitting near a radio and listening to a story being told to you.
And as far as the setting for the story. It takes place. You picked out a local high school.
Yes, because we're parodying it, we wanted to bring it closer to home so that our audience would be connected to it a little deeper. So we put it at Taylor Alderdice High School. They're over there in Squirrel Hill. They're very, you know, it's not too far, about 6 miles from the theater where we are. And so just to give the audience a sort of more immediate sense of what's happening and where it's happening.
So let's address the elephant in the room, this interesting casting
Don't
choice.
Don't call him that.
Connor McCandless, talk about the approach to embracing this role. I mean, you're playing a role that was played by Sissy Spacek, and I think a lot of us might be trying to wrap our minds around that.
Well, I also started with the book, and I totally relate to it because I was mercilessly bullied in school. I actually was in a public school, and it was so bad that I had to transfer to a private school. So playing this role, I tap into very real things for me. I don't have powers like she does. But I mean, everyone has been bullied, but I had a terrible, terrible experience in school. And so
you're kind of doing the method acting thing where you're drawing on your own real life experiences to bring your emotions up close to the surface.
A little bit, yeah. It's a dark part of my past, but it's cathartic in a sense to get to take revenge on all the people. And, you know, because I was bullied, it made me a strong person. It made me really confident in who I am. I'm different. And that's what Carrie, you watch her go through that process of self-acceptance. Nobody likes her. She has no one in the world. Yeah. But by the end of the show, she has a moment where she sings, "I'm not afraid anymore. I don't hear any laughter." And it's a beautiful moment. And I'm not afraid of people anymore the way I used to be. I was totally afraid of people, but I'm not anymore.
And Tammy, is that a song you wrote?
No, the music and the lyrics were written by a composer named Joel Abbott. I just adapted the book.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Neat.
And the way Connor is playing it, you know, we cast a man in this role. Connor's wonderful and he can do it really well. And, you know, the idea of being bullied, because we're turning everything up, we wanted to take that up a notch. So what if you don't fit in? You are not like the other girls at all for many other reasons. I mean, you know, Connor
I'm 6'4" and I have a mustache.
That would make you not like, you know.
Yes,
like,
you'll like never be like
Sissy
the other
Spacek,
girls.
For sure.
Yeah,
we wanted to blow that idea up of this. You couldn't get past that this person was an outcast. And the idea of being bullied, and the audiences so far have fallen in love with Carrie. There's a moment when Connor comes out on stage in her prom dress and looks beautiful. And
I was going to ask if you're wearing an actual prom dress.
I am. I am in costume the whole time. I have a very frumpy, we call it a feed bag dress. I look very matronly in it, and then I put on a prom dress. And Tammy was about to say, you can feel the audience go, "Oh, Carrie."
Yep. They just love her and they're rooting for her. They want her and Tommy to have a wonderful time at the prom. They want that kiss to happen. They don't. And the thing is, we know what's coming. The audience knows what's coming. And we can't help but to just think, please don't let it happen to her, please.
This is going to be my next question. So I don't want to spoil anything. So I'm going to show you the question, Tammy. And then,
oh, okay.
And then I'll try to get my
secret
pen to work. Here, okay, there.
The password is.
Can I ask that? Or is that going to be a spoiler?
No, it's not going to be a spoiler. But remember that this is – so the question is about that quintessential scene and what happens to Carrie.
Okay.
And, you know, Midnight Radio is first and foremost an aural experience. It is not a visual experience. So when we were working with our director, Matt Morrow, he really compared this style of work, this parody, to a lot of Charles Ludlam's work. And one thing he said was that being literal is the death of theater.
Mm.
So when you talk about pig's blood being dumped on somebody, I'll leave it at that.
I'm glad you said it first. So I was going to ask about the pig's blood. So is it, does it, we won't say in what context the pig's blood emerges, but does it is it literal or is it a metaphorical pig's blood?
Well, it's also a musical, and I love musical theater because in song you get to express emotions in such a heightened way, and that is a moment that everyone is waiting for. You know that the blood is coming, and one of the beauties of doing this as a musical is that moment can be expressed not only through the visual, the audio, but through music as well. So it's a terrifying moment. It is very scary.
And so there's dramatic tension here. This is not just about a parody. It is a story with heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is a story of an underdog and what happens when you push an underdog too far. We see it happening in the media, in our world today with kids, you know, taking their own lives, taking the lives of others. I mean, this is very real stuff. We're definitely putting a parody spin on this horror story. But when Stephen King wrote this book, he wrote it in a memory of girls that he remembered when he was going to high school. Three girls that he remembered that were just mercilessly taunted and shunned and pushed away from being accepted in any circle. And it's really difficult growing. Growing up is really hard, and it makes it even harder when you don't, you know, look traditionally. You know, you don't look like everybody else, and you don't maybe fit in so perfectly and so well in some sort of status quo. You know, individuality is not really celebrated when you're a young person. And so this story is an opportunity for us to kind of look at it through that lens, and we add music to it and we turn it up a notch so that we're able to take in this heavy material in a way that is not so, you know, spoon-fed or pounding over the head. You know, we're delivering it with humor, but there's a real message underneath the story that we're telling.
It's the musical Scary. It continues through November 8th as part of this year's Midnight Radio series at Bricolage on Liberty Avenue. Tammy Dixon, Connor McCandless, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
so much, Paul, for having us.
And happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. You too. Happy Halloween.
Coming up, the ultimate Halloween treat. Chili Billy himself, Bill Cardill, and his daughter, Lori, join us. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.